It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. This week, hospitals have to report to the state on their maximum bed capacity. CPR health reporter John Daly says it's part of Colorado's preparation for the possibility that hospitals could get overwhelmed with COVID-19 patients.
And if that happens, then it becomes really a staffing issue, not even so much a real estate issue. They could put people in rooms and maybe these alternative care sites, but having the trained staff to do that kind of work, and these kind of patients, these COVID patients, are very labor intensive.
CPR health reporter John Daly. The state is seeing thousands of new coronavirus cases each day. Denver's hotels have never seen occupancy this low for this long. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
In October, occupancy stood at 47%. Less than half of rooms are filled. That's according to STR, a hotel analytics firm. Denver hotels have been stuck below 50% since March, when the first confirmed case of coronavirus struck Colorado. And nothing will likely change, the industry says, until a vaccine is widely distributed. Denver hotels report that business travelers and convention business, it's at almost zero. All of their bookings right now are leisure travelers. Many staycationing from around Colorado. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools parents and education organizations are lamenting the resignation of Superintendent Susana Cordova. During a news conference Sunday, advocates repeatedly asked the Board of Education to involve the community in searching for Cordova's replacement. DPS parent Dina Puente says she can't believe the district is losing a superintendent in the middle of a pandemic.
I'm becoming increasingly concerned about the leadership in our school district. It feels like we are on a ship without a captain during a hurricane.
The Denver District is Colorado's largest school district. It serves about 93,000 students. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.